Mahler, as a composer, he is a really outstanding in the orchestration that he makes. I actually appreciate very much the style that he uses for the clarinet. He uses it very variedly. At the beginning of the piece, he actually uses it sort of in fanfare style, like the clarino. He actually uses it to sound like a group of trumpets from afar, and therefore like the like a clarinet quartet, including a bass clarinet, plays a passage that sounds basically like trumpets, like a fanfare. And then you have to do it pianissimo. That's how it's written. And, you know, the other clarinets and the bass are playing slightly different rhythms, so then it sounds very busy. And it gives that nice little effect. It also has the cuckoos also at the beginning. And then in the slow movement, he puts the lullaby in the minor also, and the clarinet has to play it. And it's quite interesting because it's eerie, because it's in the low register, and it sounds a little bit like this. A little bit scary sounding.
Do you have any particular favorite part of that symphony?
Actually, I love the first movement. It's so incredibly beautiful, and how it starts. It sounds like to me like the beginning of the day. The harmonics and that beginning that is so quiet, and the little entrances. It's sort of to me like a sunrise, but a gentle sunrise. Not as much as the sunrise from Ravel's Daphnis and Chloe, but it's a much calmer one. And then there's this dun, 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 dun. It is just a simple melody, but it has so much charm and beauty. So I've always had a great affinity to his music, and the great deal of range from that beautiful first movement that has that beautiful opening to the tempestuousness of the last movement, and all that energy and that triumphant finale is just really a wonderful, wonderful piece.